Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. What a wonderful time the Lord has given us to be a part of the Lord's table. For a few minutes, let us sit before the presence of the Lord and let's hear His word. Our time has gone very fast. I didn't realize it. You know, when we come to the church, somehow I feel the time is running faster. I don't know. I feel like that. I don't know if you feel the same. This morning, my heart has allowed me to prepare a message, particularly to the mothers of our church. I know some of you are not mothers yet. You may be a mother in the future, so take note of that. It's also for you. Let me start with a personal story, okay? Sometimes I say the stories, I don't tell Nisi about it, but she comes and says, "Why you'd said that?" But I love to say some things in my life that I don't want to wound anybody by telling your stories. If I say, you'll be angry at me. But if I tell my story, who will be angry? Okay, so that's the way. 31 years ago, on January 6th of 1991, I met Nisi for the very first time. More than 31. Can you believe that? 31 years. At that time, I was an idealist, you know. I was very much into the word and... So when I went to meet her, I had a passage in my mind. So obviously I was doing most of the talking. She was doing the listening part. During our conversation, I told her about the ideal virtuous woman that I want my life partner to be. And I quoted her from the passage in Proverbs chapter 31 verses 10 to 31. I said, "This is what I'm praying for. As my wife." You know how that starts. Namge ella ella ariya sadarshya vakya 31st adhyayam 10th vatta. And I know many husbands may have quoted this to his to their wives or not, I don't know, but I did. So I told, this is the kind of a wife I am looking for. It starts like this: who can find a virtuous woman, for her worth is far above rubies? Who can find one? Adarnu chodyam. So he asked a question and then he started describing this particular description of a virtuous woman. Now let me tell you something very interesting. This is actually a poem consisting of 22 lines. 22 lines in the poem. Every line starts with a successive letter of the Hebrew alphabet. The whole thing, it is one by one letter. It's called an acrostic poem that speaks about an imaginary superwoman. That is what the description is. A superwoman. This woman never sleeps. She's always working. Day and night she is working. That is the reality part of that story. But let me tell you more. If you read that poem and if you have thought about it, she manages a fleet of ships. She runs a farm. She manages a staff. She sews like a fashion expert. She cooks. She cleans. She homeschools her children. She has a feast waiting for her husband when he comes home from his much less demanding job. She has no carpooling. She does everything on her own. She just puts on the super mother cape. She flies to her children in the next appointment. She's everywhere. PTA meetings, you know, recitals, ball games. She's everywhere. Also at home, she's all ready with the 5-course dinner when the husband comes from work, ready to serve him. She does not sleep. That is the kind of a woman that is described there. That was my thinking of an ideal woman. So, think about it like this. Let me explain to you in our plain language. If you think instead of Hebrew, you put it in English, if that poem is, it would begin a poem like this that says, A is for the apple pie that she bakes. B is for the babies that she loves. C is for the cleaning of the house. Right down to Z, which is for the zoo that she manages in the backyard. Everything from A to Z, she's a number one lady. And that was what that part describes. Okay. So any woman who may try to emulate this woman in Proverbs 31 will understand the first line that starts like this. A wife like this, who can find her? Their answer is nobody can find a woman like that. It's next to impossible. Liz Hicks has said something regarding this woman. This ideal woman that was described 2500 years ago in Proverbs, she is still intimidating her sisters even now. Because when her sisters look at that ideal woman, they know they cannot match with her at all. And now O.S. Hawkins has said a particular thing about this woman, which I will say and close this part. It says this wonder woman gets up before dawn, stays busy the early hours of the morning. We all develop a mental image about her. She has the looks of a movie star, the domestic abilities of a master chef, the stamina of a world-class athlete, the intellect of a professor with a PhD, the tenacity of a political operative, the wisdom of a godly missionary, the sensitivity of Mother Teresa, the business sense of a Fortune 500 executive, the grace of an etiquette expert, and the spirituality of Virgin Mary. Wow, what a woman, what a woman. Ideally woman. So now you know that I did a big mistake saying that to Nisi, which I won't quote it to her again. But today, I don't want to speak to you about a wonder woman that is described in Proverbs. But I want to speak to you today about a virtuous woman who was selected by God. Devam oru striye select cheythu. You know, if you think about a choice of all the people, God selected this woman to become the mother of our blessed Lord Jesus Christ. Ee striye nammude Yeshu Christunde ammayayittu devam select cheythu. As God looked at this potential earth and who is able to become the mother of my eternal begotten son, he saw this teenage girl by the name of Mary, and she was actually already engaged to a carpenter by the name of Joseph. And then God said to his angel Gabriel, why don't you go her and speak to her? Tell her that I am going to give her a great responsibility. You have to bear my son in your womb. Ninde udaratil ende putrane, you have to carry and deliver this womb, and he is going to become the savior of humanity. Now let me tell you one thing. Mary is not a perfect woman. She is not a superwoman. And I will tell you about that. But there are some things that I want us to learn, especially the mothers. Please take down notes. Take down notes. Don't hear and just forget about it. There are some good points that we can learn from Mary, who became the mother of Jesus. What the story of Mary tells me is that God can use anyone who is willing to be used. God can use it. Even the mother who bore the perfect child was not a perfect mother, but God used her mightily. So I want to, today, because of the lack of time, I'm going to go very quickly. I want to present five characteristics of a mother who was selected by God. Devam selected a sthreede anja kootam characteristics. I want you to pay attention. I don't know if you have ever heard this, but I really was praying and looking at many passages, and I have got this for you. Number one, characteristics number one. A mother selected by God surrenders completely to God's will in her life. Devathinte hidathinu vendi poornamayi samarpikkunnathu, if that's a mother. You look at, let's turn to Luke chapter 1, verses 26 to 38. I'm going to quickly read to you some passages so you follow with me. And it is going to be displayed in the PowerPoint here. Now we are going to read from Luke chapter 1, verses 26 to 38. Now in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. This virgin's name was Mary. And having come in, the angel said to her, rejoice, highly favored one, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. When she saw him, she was troubled at his saying and considered what manner of greeting that was. And the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear forth a son and shall call his name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Highest, and the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David. He will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." Then Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I do not know a man?" And the angel answered and said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Highest will overshadow you. Therefore also the Holy One who is to be born will be called the Son of God. And now indeed Elizabeth, your relative, has also conceived her son in her old age, and this is now the sixth month for her who was called barren. For with God, nothing will be impossible." I want to pause here. Nothing is impossible for an old woman to bear a son, which is Elizabeth. And it is not impossible for you who is a virgin to bear a son whose name is Jesus. And then the reply that Mary says, "Behold, the maidservant of the Lord, let it be to me according to your word." And the angel departed from her. You see, Mary, in Bible scholars say that she was still a teenager. She was confronted with a challenge to be completely submitting to the will of God. The challenge for her was to accept the great mandate that God is giving her. She's not married. She is engaged to a carpenter, a man by the name of Joseph. She's almost ready to get married, and she's told, "You are going to conceive. You are going to bear a child." You see, she could either reject and say, "No, Lord, I don't want to be. Because I'm already going to be married. What will my husband going to think? What will my in-laws think? What will my parents think? What is my society going to think?" But you know what? It says that when the message was given, at first she was stunned. The verse says she was troubled. She was stunned. But you know what is the key phrase in that passage? Mary saying, "I am the Lord's servant. May it be according to your word." See, all of a sudden, from a single female individual, she said, "I am your servant. Nyanangeda dasya. Parayanada sabikate. Let it be done according to your word." You see what Mary did? She completely surrendered to the will of God. Devatina hidatina vendi tanne taan thalti. Completely. Was she nervous? Yes, absolutely. Was she unsure about her abilities? Who wouldn't be? She was just a young girl. Was she anxious of the prophecy of her future that she heard that would include pain that she would have to bear? Of course. She's like a mother who, you know, sits up late past the bedtime waiting for the date, or she's like a mother who is silently praying for a child, you know, with all the instincts, and she's like who wants the most protection, and that is how she is like a lot of parents today. But unlike a lot of parents, the difference in Mary was that Mary was, first of all, completely surrendered to God. Devatine mumbage poornamayittu surrender, tannethan surrender. She was so committed to God that there was no room for commitment for anything else. She made her, and that's why we should imitate Mary as the mother of Jesus. You know, today every one of us owe our salvation to Mary's decision to love and accept the gift that God had given her. God gave her that. She was a blessed woman. We don't have to worship her as a god, but she was a blessed woman. Devam terinjedutha oru paathrama to come to this world, to took her womb for a borrowing of womb to come out and to take care of him in his early years. So Maria kurichu orikkalum taarthi parayilla, but she was a blessed woman. The beautiful thing is that when the angel appeared, she totally submitted to the will of God. Let me come to the second characteristics of Mary. A mother who is selected by God is concerned about the well-being of her child. Thende paidalinte nalla kaaryangalukku eppozhum concerned. Look at Luke chapter 2 and verses 40 to 52. It's a next phase of the life of Jesus. The child grew, became strong in the spirit, filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him. His parents went to Jerusalem every year at the feast of the Passover. When he was 12 years old, they went to Jerusalem according to the custom of the feast. When they had finished the days, they returned. But the boy Jesus lingered behind in Jerusalem. And Joseph, and now listen here, and his mother did not know it. But supposing that he was in the company, they went a day's journey and sought him among their relatives and acquaintances. When they did not find him, they returned to Jerusalem seeking him. And so it was after 3 days, moon dosam. Imagine that. You know, they came, they were searching everywhere. They found him in the temple, sitting in the midst of teachers, listening to them, asking them questions. And all who heard him were astonished at his understanding and answers. Now, this is where you pay attention. When they saw him, they were amazed. And then who speaks out? Ara kartha Joseph ano. He's a silent one. I mean, before even he can open his mouth, his mother says to him, "Son, why have you done this to us? Look, your father and I have sought you anxiously." And he said to them, "Why do you seek me? Do you not know that I must be about my father's business?" They did not understand the statement which they spoke to him at that time. But he went down with them into Nazareth. He was subject to them. Now listen here. This is the place that you need to underline. But his mother kept all these things in her heart. Tanda hridayathil adella surubichu. And Jesus increased in wisdom and stature, in favor with God and man. You see, the truth to be told was that Mary had assumed that the 12-year-old boy, Jesus, would be among his friends as they started on the journey back from Jerusalem after the Passover. In fact, for the whole day, Mary did not even bother to check where Jesus was. I mean, that was really a lack of maybe, I don't know what I should say. Then they realized that Jesus is ill. They started asking, "Did you see Jesus? Did you see Jesus?" He was nowhere there. And then they had to, it took them 3 days and intense searching. சில காரியங்கள் நம்மளை கலந்து போகும்போது, யூனோ யூ ஆர் அது பைதலே கலந்து போய், யூனோ காட் ஹேட் கிவன் ஹிம் அண்டர் ப்ரொடெக்ஷன், ஷீ ஃபர்காட். ஸோ தேர் சர்ச்சிங் அண்ட் சர்ச்சிங், தே வென்ட் ஆல் த வே பேக் டு ஜெருசலேம் அண்ட் தே வென்ட் பேக் டு த டெம்பிள். லைக் அன் ஆங்ஷியஸ் மதர், ஷீ பிளர்ட்டட் அவுட், "சன், வை டிட் யூ டூ திஸ் டு அஸ்?" நம்மளோட தந்தை காணிச்சது, "யுவர் ஃபாதர் அண்ட் ஐ ஹவ் பீன் ஃப்ரான்டிக் சர்ச்சிங் ஃபார் யூ." ஐ வாண்ட் யூ டு திங்க் அபவுட் த கன்சர்ன் ஆஃப் அ மதர் டுவர்ட்ஸ் த வெல்பீங் ஆஃப் அ சைல்ட். தந்த குஞ்சுக்கு வேண்டிய ஒரு அம்மைக்கு எப்பொழுது ஒரு கன்சர்ன் காணும். யூ ஆர் அ மதர் ஹூ பிராட் யுவர் சைல்ட் இன் டு திஸ் வேர்ல்ட். யூ ஷுட் ஆல்வேஸ் பி கன்சர்ன்ட் அண்ட் யூ ஷுட் ஆல்வேஸ் கீப் அ வாட்ச்ஃபுல் ஐ ஆஃப் யுவர் சில்ட்ரன். மோர் தென் த ஃபாதர்ஸ், த மதர்ஸ் கேன் ரியலி அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட் அ சைல்ட், த மூட் சேஞ்சஸ், யூ நோ த விட்ராவல்ஸ், த திங்ஸ் தட் தே டு. கீப் அன் ஐ, பி ஆல்வேஸ் கன்சர்ன்ட் அபவுட் தேர் வெல்பீங். யூ நோ, இன் ஐசியா சாப்டர் 49 வெர்ஸ் 15, God asked a question. ஒரு தெய்வம் ஒரு சோதியம் ചോദിക്കുന്നുണ്ട്. Can a woman forget her nursing child? சத்தியம் പറഞ്ഞാൽ அதொரு இம்பாசிபிள் காரியமா. இன்னொரு ஒரு அம்மைக்கு தன்னுடைய குஞ்சினை மறக்கணும், have not have compassion on the son of her womb. And then God says, "They may forget, but I will not forget you." But actually, Mary forgot about Jesus. ஒரு தோசம் எனக்கு வந்து சில கூட்டுகாரையோட கூடிட்டு அவளுடைய ஃபேஷனும் அவளுடைய காரியங்களும் எல்லாம் இங்கே டிஸ்கஸ் செய்த, எக்ஸைட்டட் எக்ஸைட்டட் தேர் கோயிங், தே ஃபர்காட், ஷி ஃபர்காட் அபவுட் அ சைல்ட். பட் லெட் மீ டெல் யூ, ஈவன் தோ ஷி ஃபர்காட், ஷி கேம் பேக். தட் ஷோஸ் த ஹியூமானிட்டி ஆஃப் மேரி. Mary was not a Wonder Woman, by the way. She forgot, okay? But the fact that she spent the next 3 days, came back, shows how much she was concerned about the well-being of your child. Mothers, keep an eye always on your children. You are the one who has, you know, the child is a part of your body. Nobody like you can understand how your child, when you see some signs in your child, make sure that you confront your child and try to understand what is going on. You are the one who can ask. Especially for girls, I will tell you, mothers are the ones who can really, really ask and understand the situation going on. So she always be concerned of the well-being of the child. The third characteristic I would say is that a mother that is selected by God believes in her child's true potential. Then the paidalinte potential ne kurthu ammikku nallol ariyam. You know, I want to take you to another passage, John chapter 2, verses 1 to 11. You know, the third day there was a wedding in the Cana of Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there. Now both Jesus and his disciples were invited to the wedding. When they ran out of wine, the mother of Jesus said to him, "They have no wine." Jesus said to him, "Woman, why? What is your concern have to do with me? My hour has not come." And his mother said, "Yeah." She did not even answer Jesus. She looked to the servants and said, "Whatever he tells you, whatever he says to you, do it." And then we see the story of the water pots, and Jesus tells to fill it with water, and then what happens, the water turns into wine. You know, and that was a great miracle. And when we come to verse number 11, it says, "This beginning of signs Jesus did in Cana of Galilee and manifested his glory, and his disciples believed in him." Then the Sishyanmar last illa. E alpudam kandapol vishwasicha. But do you know that before Jesus did his first miracle, Mary believed and knew who his son was. Think about that conversation. I understand that sometimes mothers do that, you know. Kids don't worry about it. They put us on a spot sometimes, telling all the kinds of things. Ivudum kartavine oru spot letu. You know, his mother said, you know, you have to. But, you know, it was Mary who avoided a crisis in that wedding. And even though Jesus said, "Woman," now, ഒരു കാര്യം ഞാൻ പറയട്ടെ, ഈ വുമൺ അഡ്രസ് ചെയ്യുന്നത് ഇറ്റ് ഇസ് നോട്ട് എ ഡിറഗേറ്ററി ടേം, ഇറ്റ്സ് എ റെസ്പെക്ട്ഫുൾ ടേം. ഒരു അമ്മയ്ക്ക് റെസ്പെക്ട് കൊടുക്കുന്ന ഒരു വാക്കാം വുമൺ. വൈ വാട്ട് ഹാസ് ദ കൺസേൺ ഡു ടു മീ? ബട്ട് ഇറ്റ് വാസ് ഓക്വേർഡ്. ഇറ്റ് വാസ് എൻ ഓക്വേർഡ് സിറ്റുവേഷൻ ബിക്കോസ് ജീസസ് വാസ് നോട്ട് റെഡി ടു പെർഫോം എ മിറക്കിൾ. ഹിസ് ടൈം ഹാഡ് നോട്ട് കം. ബട്ട് ഡു യു നോ വാട്ട് ജീസസ് ഡിഡ്? ഹി ഡിഡ് നോട്ട് വാണ്ട് ടു എംബാരസ് ഹിസ് മദർ. തന്റെ അമ്മയെ എംബാരസ് ചെയ്യാതെ കർത്താവ് ഡിനൈ ചെയ്തില്ല. And you see, even though she was kind of bossy and little anxious, only Mary knew the potential of her son. Mariyakku thante paidalinte potential ariyamayirunnu. And so she knew that he can do a miracle. Avada veen illa, there is no more wine. And in those days, the wedding, if there is no wine, it means that wedding is gone. You know, everybody will say bad things, and Mary could understand that. And so even though the disciples, they believed in Jesus after the miracle, you know, Mary had a realization of the full potential of her son. Now let me talk to the mothers here. Do you have a full revelation of the potential of your children? നിങ്ങളുടെ മക്കളുടെ അകത്ത് ഒരു വലിയ പൊട്ടൻഷ്യൽ ഉണ്ട്. ഇറ്റ് ഈസ് ലൈക്ക് സംതിങ് ദാറ്റ് ഹസ് നോട്ട് ഫുള്ളി ബ്ലോൺ. യു നീഡ് ടു റിയലൈസ് ദ ഫുൾ പൊട്ടൻഷ്യൽ ഓഫ് യുവർ ചിൽഡ്രൻ. യു ഷുഡ് ക്രിയേറ്റ് ഓപ്പർച്യൂണിറ്റീസ് for your child to realize his or her full potential. As a mother, kochu pullar aagumbol, you know, you as a mother should take some time training them and give them opportunities. Our church is always there. We have something called a family night where we allow small children to come and do their potential. It is a mother's responsibility, I believe, to train your children. Bring them up here, have them start realizing the potential. That is how they grow in the Lord. And you should participate in training your child in godly ways. You know, because when you train your child to love the greatest training a mother can give, please listen to me, all mothers. The greatest training that you can give to your child is to love the Lord unconditionally. Devathe snehikkanulla oru training ammamaraya ningale ningada kunjingalukku kodukkanam. Unconditionally, completely, they should love the Lord. And that is the greatest commandment in the Bible. Do you know where the commandment is found? Deuteronomy chapter 6. Avartanam 6-inte 4-8 vare. It says, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength. These words which I command you shall be in your heart." Telling to the parents. And then it says, "You shall teach them diligently to your children. You shall talk of them when you sit in your house, when you walk by the way, when you lie down, when you rise up. You shall bind them as a sign in your hand. They shall be frontlets before your eyes. You shall write them at the doorposts of your house and your gates." Endo, what is a great commandment? Nammal endo pillare train cheyindra. The greatest training that you as a mother can give to your child is to love the Lord. Amen. How many of you agree with me? Can I see your hands? നിങ്ങളെ ദൈവത്തെ സ്നേഹിക്കാൻ നിങ്ങൾ പഠിപ്പിക്കണം. That is through example how you love the Lord. Because they are looking at your life. Avar kaanunnathu how much you give importance to God. If we don't give importance to God, don't expect your child to turn godly. They don't happen like that. You are the one to teach them diligently. Na parayna padinimathile kunjungale padipikanam devathe snehikkan padipikanam. You have to say, share your stories of what God has done and have your children to love the Lord. Let me come quickly go to number 4. Characteristic number 4. A mother selected by God does not have to be perfect. And again, I contrast you with that wonder woman in Proverbs 31. This mother does not have to be perfect. Listen to me. You don't have to be perfect. Let me read a passage from Matthew chapter 12. Matthai 12-inte 46-50 vare njan vaikatte. When he, that is Jesus, was still speaking, talking to the multitudes, behold, his mother and brothers stood outside seeking to speak with him. One said to him, look, your mother and your brothers are standing outside seeking to speak to you. Avarku ningalodu samsarikkunnu ninte ammakkum your brothers, they are outside the door, they want to talk to you. He answered and said to them, who is my mother, who are my brothers? He stretched his hands to his disciples, says, here are my mother and my brothers. For whoever does the will of God in heaven is my brother and sister and mother. Idhu oru velliyoru insult aanu actually, you know what? But you need to understand the context. Why did Mary come at that particular time with Jesus' brothers to speak to Jesus? Because they wanted to try to get him to go back to their home. They thought that he was beside himself. He is not doing the right thing. Adonde thande unbelieving brothers and his mother, they came to say, come on, stop your preaching. And angalodu va. But you know, if Mary could have understood the task of Jesus, that he was trying to set up God's kingdom, he was forming the disciples, that would be the new relationships. You know, that was a mistake in Mary's part. Let me tell you, Mary did not take offense. Anna enda magan enne kandilla ini maayanoda samsarikkathilla. Oh, don't even text me, any email cheyanda, text cheyanda, phone ini, I am not going to talk because you refused to see me. You insulted in front of everybody. You know, that was but you know, Mary did not take that into offense. She did a mistake and she understood that later. Because you know what? I want to tell to the mothers, there may be mistakes that you make. You have made mistakes, you may make mistakes. But God loves you, He accepts you. And you know, you don't have to be perfect like that wonder woman of Proverbs number 31. Let me tell you a story. Dr. Ben Carson, you know, he was a renowned brain surgeon in Johns Hopkins. He tells of a moving story of his mother. You know, his mother insisted that Ben and his brother Curtis would write a book report every week, which means that they have to read a book and write a report to her. And this was not for school, this was for their mom. So she had them get books from the library, read through it and write a book report. They did that every week. When they were in, you know, every time when they read, the mother would look at the pages as if she's going through it and looking very, very serious, and they would tell the book report. It is only when Ben was in junior high, he realized something very shocking. His mother did not know how to read. And he was amazed. But for years they were writing book reports and she was acting as if she was reading the whole thing. But she never knew how to read. This is a true story, I'm telling you. She did not have they did not have a clue that she was illiterate. Now think about it. Ben was raised by an illiterate mother. He grew up to be a world famous surgeon. You know, for children, a brain surgeon of all of it. He was in many articles. He was in several books. He was in the last administration as a secretary. He rose up in that way through a mother who trained him. You know, she was illiterate, but that did not stop her from giving them the love of learning, giving them the hope of raising intelligent boys. You know, she gave them interest, accountability, the courage to do great work. Let me tell you, as a mother, you don't have to be perfect. Be sincere in doing what is the best for your child, even if your child is not very thrilled with what you tell them. Don't always be, oh, mole, mole, okay, okay, whatever you say. Don't say like that. I've seen mothers walking head over heels trying to do everything your child says. That is not your role. Your role is to set boundaries and make them do what is right. Because when they are older they will realize your true worth. They will love you and appreciate you for creating those boundaries and being strict with them. I can relate to that. In our bedroom in top of Nisi's workplace, our children made a poster that reads, that is titled like this, 50 Reasons Why We Love You. There are 50 reasons. They wrote the reasons there. I sometimes stop and they never put a poster for me, by the way. In fact, in everything, she gets the better part of it. She had a 50-year birthday celebration that was unprecedented. I got to cut a cake here in the church. But I'm not jealous. I mean, she deserves every bit of it. But when I see the reasons of the 50 reasons why we love you, not one of the reasons is because you are doing everything what I told you. You know, children do not love their mothers because she gives them everything they want. I am telling again to the mother sitting here. Don't bow down to the wishes of your children starting from when they are young. You train them the way and they will take it and take it a whole new way. You cannot stop in whatever their whims and fancies. They are children. They don't know. You as a mother knows. You have to create boundaries. You have to be the role model for your children. Daughters, for your daughters, you are the role model. The way you talk, the way you behave within your family, their daughters are looking, and that is the way they will behave to their husbands when they get married. Mothers, you are a role model. Don't allow your children. Sometimes it's called tough love. You have to be strong. You have to lay boundaries. Tell them what is right. That is what a mother should be. And you should instill standard of life and behavior. Now, time is almost up, so I'm going to close here. You know, finally, a mother that is selected by God sticks to her child to the very end. തൻ്റെ പൈതലിനോട് ലാസ്റ്റ് വരെ ഒരാളെങ്കിലും ഉണ്ടെങ്കിൽ തൻ്റെ മദറ. ജോൺ ചാപ്റ്റർ 19:25-27 വി സീ ദ സീനറി അബൌട്ട് ജീസസ് ഹാങ്ങിങ് ഓൺ ദ ക്രോസ്. അവിടെ നമ്മൾ വായിക്കുന്നത്, ദേ സ്റ്റുഡ് ബൈ ദ ക്രോസ് ഓഫ് ജീസസ് ഹിസ് മദർ, ഹിസ് മദേഴ്സ് സിസ്റ്റർ മേരി ദ വൈഫ് ഓഫ് ക്ലോപ്പസ് ആൻഡ് മേരി മാഗ്ഡലിൻ. ജീസസ് സോ ഹിസ് മദർ ആൻഡ് ദ ഡിസൈപ്പിൾസ് ദറ്റ് ഇസ് ജോൺ. ഹി സെഡ് ടു ഹിസ് മദർ, വുമൺ ബിഹോൾഡ് യുവർ സൺ. ഹി സേസ് ടു ദ ഡിസൈപ്പിൾ, ബിഹോൾഡ് യുവർ മദർ. From that hour, John took Mary to his house. She got a new son after Jesus died. What a beautiful story. You know, Mary, if you think about her standing at the foot of the cross, her heart was breaking. It was as if a sword was gone through her. She was seeing her own son being mangled on the cross. You know, Simeon had said a prophecy back in Luke chapter 2, verse number 35. It says, a sword will pierce through your soul. And that exactly what happened. Let me tell you, but a mother is a mother from the beginning to the end. You don't give up on that title. You are always a mother, even to the very end. You will find mothers in children's hospitals, in funeral homes, counselors' offices. You know, even if the child is rebellious, you still continue to love, cry and pray for them. You know, because that is the calling of God over your life. You know, the love of a mother is beyond anything. You know, look at the love of Mary as she gave up Jesus on the cross. You know, today the crosses that your children may be bearing, maybe a distance from you, maybe sickness, maybe death, there may be harsh words, but tough love, impossible nights, but you never relinquish your title, never. You are always a mother. There is a story of a mother who was pushing a shopping cart through a shop called Stuff Mart. I'm making it up, by the way. Stuff Mart. Her daughter was riding on that shopping cart. She was screeching and screaming. Something the child wanted, the mother would deny her. So she was screeching and the whole place was hearing that child. The mother was telling in a very soothing voice, now calm down, Ellen. It'll be all right, Ellen. It's almost time to go home, Ellen. She was saying that and she was continuing to repeat that. People could hear that. When she came out to the checkout, the clerk observed how observant and calm the mother was. To encourage her, the lady said, ma'am, you have to be commended. I'm amazed at how patient you are with little Ellen. How patient you are with that child. It was then the mother looked up from the child and said, lady, I am Ellen. It's not the child. I am telling to myself, calm down. You'll be all right. Time to go home. I am calming myself down. It is not the baby. Let me tell you, sometimes it is impossible. You know, you have to know that, Lord, give me patience. I want it now. Kartave enik ichchudunu dirghashamadaraname. Lord, make me long suffering like you. It is so much the hard to raise up a child. But I'm telling you, mother's love is the best. It's the only the mother who will stick to the very end, okay? Let us close here. You know, I want the worship team to come forward. Let me tell you one more. Everybody, please continue to listen to me. Mary did not stop obeying the call of God even after Jesus died. Do you know that? She was called to be the mother of his only begotten son. But Mary's love for the Lord went beyond the grave, beyond the resurrection. Do you know? Mary got a chance to see the plan of God in the reality. You know, she suffered through the crucifixion. She celebrated the resurrection. But then she became part of the small group that witnessed the outpouring of the Holy Spirit on the day of Pentecost. You know, after the resurrection, the last mention of Mary in the Bible is when she is with all the other faithful people in the upper room waiting for the promise of the Father. Acts chapter 1 verse 14 says, they all continued in one accord in prayer and supplication. And the woman, and specifically the Luke writes, Mary, the mother of Jesus, Kartava Yesu Krishna, Amma Mariam, avada koodu, and also his brothers, they all waited in prayer to the Lord. And do you know what? They got the baptism of the Holy Spirit. They saw the witness of the gospel. And then she disappears into the pages of history. The Bible is silent about her, does not speak a word about her. Let me tell you that it is a gift from God when you see that you live long to see the fruit of your work. Devan namakku aayus thannale nammal cheyda pravartiyude prathibalam nammal kaanum. One day when God gives you long life, you see how your children blossom, how they go into high places, how they utilize the training that you gave them. Some see even the lives of the grandchildren and the great grandchildren. It's a gift of God. Namakku thannikkunna aayusa devan therna aayusa. But some people will only see the children from the halls of heaven. Avaru marichu manmarnju poyalum avaru avudna thanne kunjangale noikkondirikkuva. Mary had a shortcomings, but she was a godly woman who loved the Lord, who was faithful to her calling. You know, God does not try to hide her weakness in the Bible, but she was used by God. She brought blessing to a wedding group that did not have any wine. She was the one who interceded and did so many things. You know, God did mighty things. It is not your ability. I want to talk to all your mothers. It is your availability that God can use you mightily. I will just say one last verse and I will close it. Do you know why Mary was so much used by God? Luke 2:19 says, Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. ഈ കാണുന്നതെല്ലാം തന്റെ ഹൃദയത്തിൽ സംവരിച്ച് മറിയ അതിനെ കുറിച്ച് ഇങ്ങനെ ചിന്തിച്ച് ഷീ വാസ് മെഡിറ്റേറ്റിംഗ് ഓൺ ഗോഡ്സ് വേർഡ്. ഇഫ് യു ആർ എ മദർ, ഐ വോണ്ട് യു ടു സ്റ്റാർട്ട് പോണ്ടറിംഗ് ഓവർ ഗോഡ്സ് പ്രോമിസസ് ഓവർ യുവർ ലൈഫ് ആൻഡ് ഓവർ യുവർ ചിൽഡ്രൻ. റിമെമ്പർ, ക്ലെയിം ഇറ്റ് ഓൺ യുവർ ചിൽഡ്രൻ. നിങ്ങളുടെ കുഞ്ഞുങ്ങളുടെ മേൽ ആ പ്രോമിസസിനെ ക്ലെയിം ചെയ്യണം. യു ഡോണ്ട് ഹാവ് ടു ബി ദ പ്രോവേബ്സ് 31 വുമൻ, ബട്ട് യു ക്യാൻ ബി ലൈക്ക് മേരി, who did something extraordinary. You know, motherhood is an opportunity for you to live by the word and model before your children. You are the model. Don't get them to model worldly people. You should be the model for your children. You can leave a wonderful imprint in the life of your children. I'm praying today that you will be like Mary, the mother of Jesus, who took her motherhood to the very end. Can we all just stand up on our feet and worship the Lord? നമുക്ക് ദൈവത്തെ ആരാധിക്കാം. As we leave this place, let us sing a song and worship him.